VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. A top official in Pakistan disclosed Tuesday that recent cross-border skirmishes with India have killed dozens of people and injured hundreds of others on the Pakistani side of the disputed Kashmir region. The revelation came a day after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to leaders of both nuclear-armed rival nations and urged them to reduce tensions, although he described the situation as tough. While the country he ruled for 30 years plans its future, former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is fending off charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. 4 months after he was ousted by the military, Bashir began a series of courtroom proceedings. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. New protests have broken out in Sudan's capital, but this time outside of the Sudanese Professionals Association, a labor union which played a central role in negotiating the new power-sharing deal between the military and the opposition. In Khartoum, VOA's Isha Sarai has more.
The Sudanese Professionals Association, or SPA, was one of the leading voices in the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition, the opposition group that negotiated terms for a transitional government with military leaders who seized power in April. But after the formal signing of the agreement last weekend, small protests from opposition supporters have continued outside SPA headquarters. One of the protesters, Nahid Bustami, says she doesn't feel the SPA has been transparent about its negotiations for the political agreement. Bustami says that when the revolution began, the SPA was very clear in their communications with supporters about what was happening. But she says that since the negotiations started, she doesn't think the SPA is clearly communicating what is going on. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
This is VOA News. Afghanistan's president marked the nation's centennial Independence Day by vowing to eliminate all safe havens of Islamic State following a bombing at a wedding late Saturday that killed 63 people, including children, and wounded 183. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the bombing at the wedding celebration in Kabul, one of the worst attacks in recent years. The UN Refugee Agency is repeating its appeal to European nations to allow the immediate disembarkation of people stranded aboard the rescue vessel Open Arms as conditions on the ship rapidly deteriorate. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In a rare concession, Italy's right-wing interior minister Matteo Salvini allowed 27 unaccompanied minors to be evacuated from the vessel in the port of Lampedusa Saturday. But that leaves 98 refugees and migrants trapped on board the Spanish NGO rescue vessel Open Arms. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mihajic says conditions have become intolerable on the ship, which has been stranded at sea for 18 days.
For those who are on board, there remain significant humanitarian needs, particularly psychosocial.
Mihajic says six European Union countries say they are willing to receive the rescued passengers after disembarkation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In the meantime, a similar drama is unfolding aboard the Ocean Viking, a rescue vessel run by the Doctors Without Borders. It has been stranded at sea since August the 9th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday he's concerned about the spate of short-range missile tests that North Korea has launched in recent weeks, disagreeing with President Trump, who shrugged off their importance. The top U.S. diplomat told CBS News he wishes they would stop the testing. North Korea has carried out six short-range ballistic missile tests since late last month. The New York Police Department has fired a white police officer who used a fatal chokehold during the 2014 arrest of a black man in a case that fueled nationwide protests. Eric Garner's dying words, "I can't breathe," became a rallying cry for the demonstrators and sparked a national debate over race and the use of force by police, helping to ignite the Black Lives Matter movement. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill told reporters Monday that police officer Daniel Pantaleo has been dismissed from the force over Garner's death. He said the firing was based on a recent recommendation of a department disciplinary judge. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.